Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I would like to welcome Taz, Care Coordinator for Care Watch. Welcome, Taz.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Now, how are you and your carers for people managing in these extraordinary times at the moment?
Well, it's a unique challenge, as it is for everyone. We have a great team of carers and quality officers. We're working together to review the situation daily, following the government guidelines, obviously. Many carers have offered to return from annual leave or working their days off to ensure that the business is business as usual for our clients. So it's really good at the moment, yes.
I'm so pleased for you. Now, I know that you guys are just brilliant. You are amazing and you're supporting so many vulnerable people around the island. What do you think about the 8 p.m. on Thursday clapping for heroes?
I think it's a brilliant idea, as we all do at CareWatch. And the support we get from the public is amazing, because obviously we're still out and about. I hope it continues and grows. I mean, in my street, we've started putting blue lights up, and everyone goes out, has a little dance. It just shows really good community spirit. And all our carers have mentioned they've got a great boost from the fact that the Queen mentioned it, as in her speech as well. We'll mention carers in her speech, which was nice to hear. So yeah, it's a very good morale boost.
Absolutely, and certainly in East Cowes, where I am, there was an orchestra. Well, not exactly an orchestra, but there was somebody, various people playing various musical instruments down on the one of the houses,
yeah.
And there were people playing drums, me included, and people singing. There was a gentleman over at the allotments playing his bagpipes. So, you know, it's a big thing,
brilliant.
Isn't it? Absolutely
it
super. Because
yeah.
You guys do deserve a great deal of support, and we salute you all. We really do.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You know, and the support is out there. It's really nice, you know, even people lending us their driveways and whatnot. So it's good.
Now, is there anything clients have said to you that sticks in your head that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, you know, we get many comments daily. The ones that stick in my head, a client told me once that I was his hero and couldn't believe how brave we are for still working while everyone else is safe at home. It's quite unique coming from the older generation who went through the wars,
yes,
telling
absolutely.
Me that I'm brave. So that was a nice, and I explained to him, we just, you know, it's what we do and we're used to the challenges in our job role. And that's what makes our job so rewarding, to be
absolutely.
Honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there anything that members of the community can do to assist you guys when you're out and about doing your job role?
Yeah, I mean, if they could all just look out for each other. I mean, you know, if you notice a neighbour, curtains haven't opened for a couple of days and you see us in the area, just mention it to us and we can ring the relevant services. Obviously, if it's safe to do so, do all this from a distance. Don't go knock on their door, please. And to be honest, like, what the message from everyone is, just please stay at home. It's not worth the risk going out. Keep yourself safe and stay well and allow the carers and the NHS to free rein to do their job. Just look out for each other.
That's wonderful.
Talk to your neighbours, you know, across the road. Come out on the Thursday. I actually think it's bringing communities together again because we're all so busy, but now we have time to actually talk to our neighbours. It's quite a nice positive from a negative situation.
It certainly is. And that's the sort of spirit, isn't it? It's a bit of a morale boost as well to everybody.
Definitely, yeah, 100%.
Now, are you guys getting enough support from the community, i.e. being able to park when visiting to carry out care, or people acknowledging your role as vital key workers, for example?
Yes. Yeah, we find it's... We get free parking by the government. We have our letters of key workers, so we can park on double yellows as long as that's on our dashboard. As long as it's safe to do so. The public are always helping. They're like, oh, pop it on my driveway or block my driveway this morning. I know where you're going. Plus, the roads are quieter, so travelling around is a lot easier, to be
honest.
Always looking for the positives.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the big things, isn't it? Staying positive and looking at the little things that can make life more positive. Now,
exactly.
loneliness is an issue for many of your clients a lot of the time in ordinary times. Is loneliness a bigger issue for your clients at this time, and how are you dealing with it?
Yeah, especially this time. It's a bit like when it snows. You can imagine lots of roads are closed. Most of our clients have family and friends who will phone them, and neighbours stand in the front gardens talking across the road to each other. Anyone we have concerns about, we would speak to on the phone, have a chat, check they're okay, reassure them that we're still coming. They, you know, sometimes they watch the news and everyone's on lockdown. They think, well, the care has stopped. That's not the case. We will keep visiting as normal. However, shopping and social trips have all been cancelled due to obvious reasons. So sometimes a change in their routine can cause an upset. So we would call these clients, break up their day, keep them positive, tell them about radio stations they can listen to if bored of the day. And just keeping positive at times like this, you know, and we have a little saying, we just keep calm and carry on caring.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are just so brilliant, and carry on with everything that you're doing, Taz. I'll let you go now because I know that you're ever so busy, but thank you so much for coming onto Vectis Radio today and telling us about the aspects of what you're doing in care at this moment in time in the community.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Well, take care and stay safe yourself.
Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.